This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdul Salam speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca, that is Makkah al-Mukarramah. And today we're going to speak about a very important topic, actually, which is when, you know, a lot of people, they ask this question, is smoking really haram? Is smoking really haram? Now, before I begin, I just want to make sure that you guys can all hear me. So let me know in the comments below, let me know in the chat box below, whether you can actually hear me perfectly fine, and also where you're watching from. I always love to know where you guys are watching from. Let me just have a look. We have Rabi'a Kashif says, Assalamu alaikum, brother. Wa alaikum assalam. Munira Mansoor Farooqi gives a thumbs up. Rabi'a is from Australia. MashaAllah. Michigan. Munira, MashaAllah. Shahina says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, we can hear you from Wales. Safina Bhatti, Assalamu alaikum, can hear you well, alhamdulillah. Kane says, we can't hear you clear watching, we can't hear you clearly watching from the US. Whereabouts in the US? Asantu Tawfiq says, Salam alaikum salam, we can hear you perfectly, I am from the UK. Let me know which city you guys are watching from. It's always really interesting to know where everybody is. Now, yesterday, oh, Munira, originally from Croydon. Ah, mashallah, mashallah. Okay, so let me know which city you guys are from. Also, I wanted to say that yesterday when I was going live, we had a little bit of a lip sync delay. Is the audio better today than yesterday? Can you hear, is there a gap between the video and the audio today? The technical team seem to have, well, they said that they fixed it. So hopefully, oh, there you go. Someone just said, Alfrada says, Assalamu alaikum, brother. Your audio and video is not in sync. Oh, Rabia says, Melbourne. Mashallah, I've actually been to Melbourne. I was in Melbourne, oh, very long time ago. Yeah, I was in Melbourne. It was a really, really long flight. I think I left on Wednesday and ended up arriving in Melbourne on the Friday, so because of the time zone and the long flight. Munira says yes, alhamdulillah. Rabia says no. Munira says audio is fine. I'm not sure what you're referring to, Rabia. Himet says something, I believe, in Turkish, which I don't really understand, and I don't have that translate function, so on the studio computer I can't translate on the fly. Later on I can have a look. So it's not the same. Okay, please make dua for myself and my family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it all good. Give you both good in this world and the next. Ameen. Okay, so we'll try and fix the sync a bit more, inshallah, if it's still not fixed. So let's talk about smoking, all right? Smoking is a very interesting topic. But you know, it's a fiery topic. A lot of people, it's quite controversial. Some people say that smoking is makruh, and other people, they say smoking is haram. But before we delve into this topic, let's talk about what these words mean. Now, it's important to understand that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was given the Quran and he came down with the sunnah of, you know, his own sunnah, he made it very clear that this Quran or this deen of Islam covers our entire life. Okay, so it has in it everything that we need to know about life in terms of the rulings. So, you know, anything that we do falls into one of five rulings. So anything falls into one of five rulings, right? Number one is what is known as wajib. and some scholars say fard. And wajib and fard basically mean this thing is obligatory, right? It is obligatory. It's mandatory. It's necessary. So the definition that a lot of scholars give is that the wajib is something that is obligatory, is something that if you do it, you will be rewarded by Allah. Of course, if you do it for the sake of Allah and fulfill all the conditions. If you do it, you do it for the sake of Allah and fulfilling all the conditions, you will be rewarded. Okay? And if you do it, if you don't do it, then you will be liable to sin. Okay, so that's wajib. And an example of wajib is, of course, that we must pray five times a day. Okay, if a person does it for the sake of Allah correctly, then he's rewarded for that. And if he does not do it, then he is liable to sin. So that is category number one, wajib. Now, some scholars, the majority of scholars say there's no difference between fard and wajib. Right, fard and wajib are exactly the same. Some ulama, the Hanafi scholars predominantly, rahimahumullah, they said that the difference between a fard and a wajib is that a fard ma thabata bi dalilin qat'i wal wajib ma thabata bi dalilin dhanni, right? That the difference between fard and wajib, they're both the same in terms of their, you have to do it, they're both obligatory. But fard is slightly higher than wajib in the sense that, according to the Hanafi scholars, a fard is something that is, you know, it is established by a clear-cut, you know, evidence, clear-cut piece of evidence. Whereas a wajib is established by something that is less than clear-cut, you know, evidence, all right? So, but in essence, they're both the same, even with the Hanafi scholars, rahimahullah, that with... They all agree that a wajib is something and a fard is something that if you do it, you get rewarded for it. And if you don't do it, you're liable to punishment. You're liable for sin. It's sinful not to do it. The opposite of that is haram. Okay, it's the complete polar opposite of that. So what does that mean? Haram is, of course, just make sure that I am still online. Okay, I am still online. Haram is the polar opposite of that. So haram is something that if you do it, you are liable to sin. And if you refrain from it, if you don't do that thing which is haram, for the sake of Allah, you'll be rewarded for it. So for example, a person, he drinks alcohol. If he does it, then he'll be sinful. And if he doesn't drink alcohol, then he doesn't drink it for the sake of Allah, then he will be, you know, rewarded for that, okay? So that's haram. And of course, that's sinful. Then you have mustahab, okay? Mustahab. Mustahab, some people call it sunnah, but mustahab means recommended. So this is the level below wajib and fard. So mustahab is something that is recommended. So if you do it, you're rewarded, but if you don't do it, you are not punished for it, okay? Mustahab. So an example of something that is mustahab is wearing white. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ilbisu min thiyabikumul biyad," that wear white clothes, right? So if you do it, it is rewarding, but if for the sake of Allah, of course. And if you don't do it, then there's no sin upon you. It's perfectly fine. The opposite of that is makruh, right? Makruh, if you do it, you are not sinful. But if you refrain from something that is makruh for the sake of Allah, then you are rewarded for that. An example of that is looking around in your prayers. So imagine you're praying and you're looking around with your eyes like this. It's not haram, according to the stronger opinion, but it is makruh. It is disliked. Makruh means disliked. It's hated. It's disliked. So if a person you know, looks around in his salah, he's not sinful. But if he refrains from looking around in his salah and he looks at his place of prostration, according to the majority of scholars, he looks at the place of prostration, then he is rewarded for that, right? Because he's not looking around in his prayers. So that's what makruh means. That if you do it, you are not sinful, but if you refrain from doing it, then you get rewarded. And then in the middle is mubah. Mubah, you know, doing it and not doing it is the same, right? You don't get rewarded, you don't get punished in and of itself for doing that thing which is mubah. As an example, wearing blue clothes, right? If I wore a blue, blue clothes, generally speaking, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not haram, it's not makruh, it's not wajib, it's not mustahab, therefore it is what? Mubah. Driving a car could be mubah. Now, these are the five rulings, right? These are the five rulings that we have. Number one, wajib and fard. Number two,